Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Ever feel like a long day at work was killing you? You might be more correct than you realize, USA's Anthony Lucero explains.
An old saying that too much work can kill you might just be true. A new study finds that working longer hours can raise your risk of heart disease by 43%. Researchers discovered that among full-time employees, each additional hour of work per week raised the risk by 1% over a span of 10 years. Once a work week reaches 60 hours,
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The Department of the Interior has made a decision that is consistent with the policy priorities the president has outlined.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the decision not to allow offshore oil drilling on the Atlantic coast is consistent with the policy priorities laid out by President Obama.
It included conflicts that were raised by the Department of Defense. Commercial interests raised similar concerns. Also factored in was the response from the opposition that existed in many coastal communities.
Earnest says a variety of factors were considered and noted the administration spent a great deal of time soliciting input from the public and other concerned groups. And a new website is calling for Governor Chris Christie to resign. StepDownChris.com was launched by Jersey City Mayor Stephen Phillips' re-election campaign. He feels Christie is more interested in campaigning for Donald Trump than running the state. This is USA Radio News.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Police near Washington, D.C. say an officer was killed by friendly fire during a man's failed attempt to commit suicide by cop. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Michael Ford, the shooter, did not expect to survive the engagement.
That's Prince George's County, Maryland Police Chief Hank Stawinski saying brothers Michael, Elijah, and Malik Ford are now under arrest in connection with the Sunday ambush outside the District 3 police station, where Officer Ja'Kai Colson ended up shot and killed. Only the police chief says,
we believe the fired round that led to Detective Colson's death was fired by one of his fellow Prince George's County police officers.
Stawinski saying brother Michael Ford, one of the three arrested, was trying to commit suicide by cop but ended up shot in return and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Voters are heading to the polls in 5 states today for a new round of presidential primaries. Republican and Democratic voters are casting ballots in Florida, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Ever feel like a long day at work was killing you? You might be more correct than you realize, USA's Anthony Lucero explains.
An old saying that too much work can kill you might just be true. A new study finds that working longer hours can raise your risk of heart disease by 43%. Researchers discovered that among full-time employees, each additional hour of work per week raised the risk by 1% over a span of 10 years. Once a work week reaches 60 hours or more, that risk jumps even higher. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Avon is shifting its corporate headquarters from New York to the UK and will slash 2,500 jobs worldwide. The cosmetics company says the move will take place over time and comes after lower than expected sales in the fourth quarter of 2015. Avon will gain $60 million in the first quarter of this year, mainly due to the job cuts. There's nothing special about a knife apparently found years ago in O.J. Simpson's old yard. TMZ reports that DNA testing done on the blade shows no matches. A spokesperson with the LAPD says the department cannot confirm the report. The knife had been out of circulation for a dozen years when it turned up recently and the test was started. And the NCAA men's basketball tournament tips off tonight, and the young men on the teams aren't the only players. Millions of Americans are betting billions of dollars to play in everything from office pools to Nevada sports books and more than a few illegal offshore sites and bookies. The American Gaming Association estimates March Madness betting will come in at $9.2 billion. I'm Melody Burkett.
Good afternoon. This is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. I represent Weikert Realtors. I'm based in the Clinton, New Jersey office with Weikert, and I cover all of Hunterdon and Somerset County. Today's show, we're going to talk a little about what's going on in real estate in the local area. And I've just recently attended two different sessions by noted speakers, and I've got a lot of notes from both, and I think we're going to get an exciting update. What I'm going to do is play a few of our paid commercials and give you the weather, and then I'll be back and we'll start talking about real estate matters.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Once again, it's Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. They've asked me to give you the weather before we get started. If you haven't been outside today, it's a little on the cloudy side. I wouldn't say raw, but not pleasant either. It's just one of those in-between days. 52 degrees, says it feels like 52, so it's pretty much right on the money. It's got about a 24% chance of rain. The next few days are going to be a little on the rainy side, and sunset tonight is 7:07. We're 7 days, I should say 5 days away from spring. The 21st is going to be spring, and in effect, we're taking a look at Wednesday being a high of 65, so a little bit warmer, and a low of 44, and then Thursday is going to be a high of 63, a low of 37, and then Friday a high of 50. So it's going to cool off a little towards the weekend. Still stay in the upper 40s, lower 50s. A little bit of rain Wednesday and Thursday, clearing up towards the weekend, and our chance of rain for Saturday is 4%. A chance of rain for Sunday is about 30%. So we've got a pretty nice I mean, it's over. We're coming out of winter. We're coming into spring. I think the rain is going to make even more daffodils stick their heads up through the ground. I'm sure you've seen a few flowers really doing their best to look pretty so far and try not to get eaten by the deer. And that's the time of the year it is here in Hunterdon County. I'm going to play a little about my business, and then we'll get started.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And once again, it's Joe Peters with Weikert. I wanted to go through just the highlights of what we talked about last time. My format is every second Tuesday, the first and third Tuesday of the month, I come on with Real Estate Matters, and the second and fourth, and sometimes there's a fifth Tuesday, I come on with our 55 Plus program, which will resume next week at 4 o'clock. A lot of these sessions are recorded, and you can go to my site, jpeters.com, jpeters.com, and take a look under the 55 Plus or the Real Estate Matters and find the more important shows have been recorded and saved if you'd like to have a playback on them. So let's get into what's happening in real estate. It's been a really active market. We had one snowy weekend, a lot of snow, almost broke the record, but that was the height of the winter. I mean, it wasn't bad up until then, and it wasn't bad since then. It cleaned up really quick. It didn't stay cold, and as a result, the customers have kept coming. We've got a lot of active buyers out in the market, and we're starting to list the spring houses. If you're waiting for spring, it's already behind you. Your house should be listed already, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. Taking a look at the month that just ended, which was February, we had in Hunterdon County 126 sales, all agencies, all towns, 126 sales. And that compared to the month before, which I believe was 92. I don't have those numbers in front of me today. Typical, we're back on the mark, and we're I got to tell you, I've sold several houses so far this month, and it's only, what, the 15th. So it's active, and we've got buyers out. If you take a look at what's happening price-wise, Hunterdon County is active in the under 500 category. A lot of our business, I would say roughly 80% of it is the under 500 market. If we took a look at the 126 houses, the only properties we sold over $600,000 were 15. We sold 7 in the 6 to 7 category, 4 in the 7 to 8 category, and then we sold 2 each in the 8 to 9 in the over 1 million. So 15 out of 126 is not a lot of houses. Our market is below the 600,000 and really below the 500,000 mark. There's a reason for this, and the reason for it is that's where the first-time buyers and the result of what they are doing are happening. First-time buyers buy houses typically in the 150 to 250 range, and then that buyer turns around and buys something in the 250 to 4, and that buyer turns around and that seller, I should say, turns around and buys the next step up. So all three of these levels of buying and selling happen under the 500K market, and 53% of the sales right now nationwide are first-time buyers. So first-time buyers buying in a 150 to 250, second-time buyers buying in the 250 to 4 range, and third-time buyers in the 350 to 5 range. That's where the primary market is. Our average price of houses that were listed last month, we actually had 218 listed at an average of $490,000 each, and the average price of the sale is $358,000 each. So you might say, how can we be listing at 490 and selling at 358 or roughly 360? Well, it's taking about 90 to 100 days to sell a house. So the ones that are listing at 490 will be selling in 90 to 100 days. And the ones that we're selling now were listed 90 to 100 days ago. And that's the way the market works. We have a total of 873 houses on the market, 218 new ones in the last 30 days, ending the end of February, and then 126 sales. So interest sitting out there at about 4.75, I would say, round numbers. I didn't hear what Janet Yellen has done yet. I think it's tomorrow she's making her announcement. We may see a little bump in that. But it rose up when she made that last 0.25%. It rose up a little over 4 and then right back down. As a matter of fact, it actually corrected itself down to 3.625, and it's been holding between that and 3.75. If you take a look at our sister county, Somerset County, we actually sold 292 houses over there in the last 30 days, and the average price for new listings there is $581. They're always about 20% higher than us because it's closer to New York, and the average price for those that have sold are roughly $448,000. So they're 68 days on the market. They're selling a little quicker. They've got a more active market. They're a little closer to New York, and that's the way things work. If you kept going further and further towards New York, you'd find that we're going to sell quicker and quicker and at higher and higher prices. So the rule of thumb is if you want to have – you want to be where the people are and want to be, it's probably first choice Somerset County and then the overflow coming into Hunterdon County. People like myself – purists who love to turn right at the cows and left at the horses will drive that over 10 or 15 minutes to get that kind of lifestyle. Yet a lot of people want to go as far as Bridgewater, Branchburg, no further, and they're going to live in Somerset County. They're going to live in a little denser area, more people per square mile, and they're going to live in a little bit higher cost area, somewhere between 18 and 20% for the same size house, and they're going to get about half the square footage on their property. It's you're going to get a lot more property for your money out here in Hunterdon County. So let's take a look at what's happening in the market that's making all of this happen, because it's a very interesting market. Things have changed. They keep changing. I think the good news is that housing sales are up for the 17th month in a row in New Jersey, and that unemployment is down to normal rates, and that we're creating jobs in New Jersey and putting people back to work. So far, the nation went back to work about 2 years ago based on the recession numbers where people started to get laid off. Every person that's been laid off has been put back to work as far as the numbers go. We're not doing it on a person-for-person basis, actually. And that's on a national basis. But when you look at New Jersey, we've only put about 75% of the people back to work. We've got about 2 more years to go, but we're heading in the right direction. It's all good news. And here is what we're starting to see in the housing market above and beyond that. First things first, the 2015 sales pace increased by 17% over 2014. So on a New Jersey basis, we sold in 2015 97,000 houses or properties, and we only had sold 83,700 the year before. That's good news. And I think you're going to look at 2016 a year from now versus 2015. And if we can get enough inventory, you're going to see the same type of increase in sales. The new home purchases over the last – the contracts for the purchase of new homes over the last 17 months have increased very nicely. We're monthly year-on-year changes have gone up 17 months in a row, all good news, and They're continuing to go up. I don't see, and the market experts, of which I hope to consider myself one, don't see that changing in the near future as long as we can get enough inventory to keep it going. And we're going to talk about inventory because that is what's limiting the market from going even further. Right now, today, in New Jersey, we have 18,000 fewer homes than we had at the peak in 2008. A couple of reasons for that. One reason is one out of every 11 houses in New Jersey is 90 days behind in their payments. And those people are not ready to sell a house. They're trying to hold the two ends together. They've either lost some employment or earning capability. And in a lot of instances, they're keeping up with the payments even, but in effect are below water. In other words, they bought the house in 2005, 2006, 2007 when it was high. And we've lost up to 35% of our value and gained back about half of that. So they're still about 17% underwater. So if you take a look at that, if you bought a house at 500 back at the peak, today it's probably worth somewhere like 400, 4.25. And if you've borrowed very highly against the 500, you may owe still 475,000 on it. It's worth 4.25. You're short. That's where short sales come from. You can't possibly sell that house and get out of your contract on it with your mortgage company unless you bring the $50,000 to the table. And in a lot of cases, people say, hey, I'll just keep paying the payments on time, and eventually the price will keep going up, and it will, and eventually I'll be back to where I paid for the house and I can sell it. So those houses are not on the market. Then you get the people, as I said, are 90 days or more behind, and they've started what's called the foreclosure process on those people. If you miss your payment third time in a row, and in some instances it's only the second time in a row, your mortgage company will file a LIS pendant, which stands for libel suit pending in Latin, and that's the start of the foreclosure process. They are people who have hit hard times for one reason or another, and in effect, they are people who are trying to catch up, but statistics say that better than 90% of all the people that get into that situation are going to go through the foreclosure process, which starts with a short sale and then winds up with the bank taking the property back. So we're short houses, and as a result of that, it's impeding the gains that we could be making today. If we take a look at the heat map for where and by heat, I mean, where's the activity happening? The activity is happening within easy commute distance of New York City. Back in 2011, 2012, we had more than half the state with greater than 12 months supply of inventory. Now, the whole state is at about 5-plus months inventory because we've sold everything that's sellable under the 500,000 mark, and we're waiting for new inventory to come on. The towns that are doing the best are the towns that have mass transportation to New York. According to Jeff Otto, who I listened to last week, or it might have been a week before, he said that if your town has a train station in it with easy commute to New York, and we don't have that in Hunterdon, we have commuting to New York, but not easy because the train takes a long time to get to Newark and then New York, your house is probably worth up to 20% more than a house that doesn't have mass transportation. And the reason for that is that our millennials, those are the people that are 25 to 35 today, they were born in the 80s into the very early 90s, they are going into New York or the areas near to New York to find employment. And when they come home, they want to get off the train, get a Starbucks, a loaf of bread, and walk home. And in the morning, they want to reverse process, pick up a paper, pick up a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts, and get back on a train. We don't offer that here in Hunterdon County. You literally either have to take the train for about an hour and a half to get to New York, which is a long commute, or in some instances a bus, which is a little easier to get to New York from Hunterdon County. But you're going to commute from either the train or the bus by car. You're not going to be able to walk home. That's something we don't have. It's plus and a minus. The plus is the beauty, our bucolic area that we live in, that is where people want to live. But the minus is it's just not easy to commute from, and it's costing us at this point in time because the millennials are moving to New York for the work, and they're commuting back to areas that are far to the east of us. The other thing we're seeing is that home prices are still recovering. We put on about 1.5% a year over the last 2 years. That's only 3% over 2 years in New Jersey in general. And in 2016, we're probably looking at an increase that's going to be much in excess of that. It's probably going to be more like 3 to 5% because of what we're talking about, especially in the under 5 market. So the good news is prices are going up. Multifamily, this is an issue that we're starting to see, and it's an interesting trend. We're finding that a lot of people are looking to rent versus buy. And the reason they're looking to rent is, first, they can't afford to own. Second is they're millennials who don't see themselves in a job or an area for a long time, so they're a little cautious about buying. They're not ready to buy. They really don't want to buy. And then we have those six months in a day people, as they call it, which are retired and are spending some time up here and some time down in Florida or the Carolinas. They're probably a resident of another area but still maintaining a small household up here. And as a result, all the rentals, and it's, if you look around and see what's being built, you're seeing rentals being built, not new houses. All of those rentals are owned by one of those three. Cannot afford to own, millennials who do not want to own, or the 6 month and a day people who are commuting between, not commuting, but in early retirement, and they're vacillating between a place in the south and a place in the north, and the north being naturally during the summer. The student housing and the 55 plus rentals is our fastest growing sector. It's an area that is crying for more construction to happen, and as a result of it, you're starting to see large-scale rental opportunities. I know there's a huge one going along 206 as you go down towards Hillsboro. It's actually out of Hunterdon County, and there isn't a lot going on in Hunterdon County right now. I mean, the new projects that I see, I'm in real estate, I'm driving around all day long. There's a 55-plus going along in Route 22. Those are homes that are probably in the 5, definitely in a 5-plus category, a little higher than what a lot of seniors want to get into. They're really taking up the slack between the people who don't want to own the mega mansions anymore but want to stay in the area, don't want the maintenance but still want the lifestyle, going to work for another 2 or 3 years. They're cashing out on their mega mansions and they're going into these 500-plus homes like you see at the Toll Brothers development in Reddington. The other development we see is there's a Toll Brothers development along Route 12, and those are really at the high end. They're in the sixes, sevens, and upwards. They're large-scale houses. Do not see anything new coming in. Now, the one on 22 is 55-plus. You got to have at least one of the two parties to be 55-plus. And you can't have any children over 18, if I understand the rules properly. And the one on Route 12 is more of a any-size family, but they're bigger houses. We aren't seeing moderate price construction at all. And as a matter of fact, that's all the construction that I'm seeing. I see dirt being scraped off the ground, and I would think there's others coming out. I actually have a meeting tomorrow with our building people in Hunterdon County to better understand what's coming at us. But right now, those are the only two developments that I can think of that are going on. And then you'll see a few one-off houses, a house being built here, two houses being built there. They're custom-built houses. It's costing us right now twice as much to build a new house as to buy an existing house. And as a result, the market is not demanding new houses to be built, and the market is gravitating towards houses that are already standing, that have been refurbished, that are now being put back on the market. Now, compare that to Somerset County. Somerset County must have 8 or 10 in between the Amwell 206 corridor and Franklin Township, which is about 8 or 10 miles to the east. There's got to be 8 or 10 new developments going up over there, because that's about as far as people want to commute and go back to New York. So they're addressing that market. things go from east to west. We're probably another 15 miles to the west of that, and I would think eventually in a year or two we'll see some of those developments coming our way. But right now, if you want new construction, it's difficult to find it in Hunterdon County unless you're in an over 55 or in a mega mansion kind of development. Vacancy trends, we're sitting at very, very low vacancy throughout on the apartments because of the factors I've mentioned. People are not, in effect, buying houses the way they used to. We probably have home ownership have dropped from the mid-70s to the mid-60s over the last 7 or 8 years. And as a result, a lot of those people have moved into rentals. And as a result, we're sitting at about a 3 to 4% vacancy rate statewide on rentals. Interest rates are still low. That's really good information. 3 5/8, 3 3/4 won't last. It'll probably go up as the year goes on. They're forecasting probably 3/4 to a point rise over the next 12 months. Depends who you listen to. But we also went over largest job growth. And the largest job growth, which includes most of New Jersey, is the New York metro area. New York metro area put on 156,000 new jobs in the last year. 156,000. That's a lot of jobs. And if you took a look at that and you compared it to what we put on in New Jersey, it looks like we put on in New Jersey in the last year 65,000 jobs. So it's almost triple. New York metro, which includes some of New Jersey, is almost triple that of New Jersey in its entirety. And that's sort of scary because it's pulling the millennials away from us and it's pulling our economy down just a bit because people are trying to get over towards the New York City area. It's always been that way, though. It's just that we're starting to see more and more. There's no jobs for me in Hunterdon County as a 25 to 35, and I'm headed back towards New York. And as a result, I, as a millennial, am probably not coming back to Hunterdon County to live. It's an issue. It's a fact. It's what we're up against. State-level economic growth rates, we're taking a look at New Jersey going in the right direction, but we're also taking a look at the economy for non-farm jobs being best in 15 years. As I said, we put 65,000 jobs on, and we're going to put more than that on in 2016 unless something happens. But in effect, we still need more. We're still not back to normal. We're trailing the Northeast. The Northeast is trailing the rest of the nation. Where are we putting those jobs on? Education and health is number one. Trade, transportation, and utilities, number two. Construction, number three. Not necessarily here in Hunterdon County. This is New Jersey in general. And then it diminishes from there. I think if you take a look at jobs and you take a look at the Northwest, we have some really good news in that area. One of the things that is a good news item is that we in Hunterdon County have the lowest unemployment rate in the state. Hunterdon County is sitting at 3.1% unemployed, and the state in general is sitting up at about 5%. Northwest New Jersey is 4.1, Southern New Jersey 6.7. So we're in pretty good shape in Hunterdon for unemployment. We don't have a lot of unemployment. Once again, a lot of the people that would have been unemployed have left and gone elsewhere to work. And if you take a look at our sister county, which is Somerset, you're going to see that they are number three. They're at 3.4%. So unemployment rates are good. We've got another issue with Hunterdon County is even if the people wanted to come back to Hunterdon County that have gone to New York to work, they're probably working 10 hours a day. It's a demanding job. I've worked in New York City for almost 25 years myself. I know that I used to get up and catch a 7-something train in the morning. I never got home until after 7 o'clock at night. The millennials just aren't doing that. They're going to work those kind of hours. They're going to do just what you and I did when we were their age and do what you had to do to earn a decent living and climb the ladder. But they're not going to commute back to Hunterdon County. in most cases. And as a result, they're going to get into apartments and purchases nearer to the New York City area. So the other thing that we're taking a look at is that we are in Hunterdon County, one of the areas that people still want to live in. But we're starting to see that when we get prices up above $500,000, we're not getting a lot of business. If you move over just to county, to Somerset County, it's above $700,000. Because once again, they're getting about 20% more. And they've got more people looking for houses over there, and they've got more houses to sell. The delinquency rate that I mentioned earlier is falling. It's good news in the fact that we are not having as many foreclosures that we used to have. We're down to about 7.5% in New Jersey for 2015 from over 10.5% earlier. And the nation is down around 3.5%. But we're still number one in the nation. It's still a big problem for us. We're still going to have about 75,000 foreclosures over the next year, or at least foreclosure filings. It takes a year or two to get them done. So supply and demand, if you looked at the map, the areas next to New York City and the areas closer to the New York City area are doing better than the areas that are farther away. You get all the way out to the northwest corner of the state. We don't have a lot of activity. If you get all the way down to the southern part of the state, other than near Philadelphia, we don't have a lot of activity. Hunterdon County is sitting out there with month supply. And once again, if you've got a 4 to 6 month supply, let's say you have 10 houses for sale and one sold, that means you have 10 months supply. If you have 10 houses for sale and two sold in the last 30 days, well, then you've got 5 months supply. 5 to 6 is average. Right now, we're sitting at an average rate in Hunterdon County of just around 7%. In the under 4, it's a 5%, really active market, as I mentioned. In the 4 to 5, 6 range, it's about 8 month supply. In the over 600, it's about a 9 month supply. You looked at those same numbers in Somerset County. The under 4 is a 4 versus R5. The 4 to 6 is a 5 versus R8. And the 6 to a million is a 7 versus R9. They beat us in every area. We have virtually a minimal market above $1 million, and even Somerset County struggles a little bit with a 14-month supply out there. So, more sales across all price ranges. That's good, but we're slowing down above the $500,000 and $600,000 mark, and that's a concern because not only are the millennials wanting to live closer or in New York City, but the millennials that are still living out here are not getting married till later and are not having children till later. And if they are having children, when they are having children, they're having one, maybe two, where families in the past have had three or more. And they don't need the strong, I should say, the large type housing that we, in effect, have. So it's a combination of a lot of things. We don't have a lot of new construction. We got to sell what we have. We don't have a lot of demand above 500,000. So the ones that are coming on under 5 that are nice and clean are going the day they come on, sometimes with multiple offers. And the new construction that we're seeing in New Jersey as a whole is happening probably better than 50% in the rental market versus the single family and what we would call the community living, which is either townhouses or, in effect, the condo markets. So I'm going to switch over a little bit to talk about other trends that we're seeing. Before I do that, I'm going to put another word or two on from our sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Be sure to look for that app. You can go out on your phone, either be Apple or iPad. I should say Apple or Android model. It's available on both.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
So once again, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. My business covers all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset County, sort of right down a Route 78 corridor, Route 22 corridor between the two. And I do residential real estate for Weikert, and I'm based out of Clinton, but I cover both counties. I even get into Middlesex and to Morris a little bit, and definitely into Warren County. So Hunterdon, Somerset, and all the areas that I touch would be a good description. We're talking about some of the trends that we're starting to see in real estate and how they affect what you may want to do today. And the message that I'm trying to put out there is that we need listings. We have buyers that can't find houses. If you think of selling and are waiting for spring has already happened. It will really be spring in another week's time or less. But in effect, the buyers are out. I was out with four different sets of buyers on Saturday. Actually, I've sold two homes so far this month and listed another two. So I guess for my track record, I'm even. But in most cases, we're selling more than we're listing. And as a result, we're looking for people who are thinking about selling. And if you are, you should give me a buzz, 908-238-0118, and let's talk about it. I'm not pushy. All I try to do is help you understand the market and understand how your house fits into the market. Once again, the under fives being the very high spot of our sales. So, question came up is, how optimistic are people about the housing market? 74% of the people polled are either extremely optimistic or somewhat optimistic. Only about 26% are not optimistic. And that's encouraging because what it means is people feel housing is part of their future. And whether or not they are going to buy a single family or a townhouse, they're going to buy because they feel it's a hedge against inflation and it's part of their investment strategy. Existing home sales in the Northeast are year over year about 20.6% above where they were just a year ago. Good news. Bad news is we don't have enough inventory. If we take a look at current households in the United States, we have 124 million current households. A lot of our now millennials have been living in mom and dad's house for the last 7 or 8 years while the economy straightened out. They got sound employment and they've accumulated a little bit of money to get started in the real estate market. We're going to open 4.8% of houses. It's really 6 million in numbers, but we're going to add 4.8% of the 124 million that we have today over the next 3 years. That's between 2016 and 2018. That's 2 million new households a year. 2 million new households a year give, that's nationwide, New Jersey a nice slice of the action. Most of those are going to be, as I mentioned, in the under fives, but even those will bubble up, and we've got a market for above there as well. Another trend that we're seeing is that we're finding that millennials and baby boomers are saying they're going to be making housing decisions over the next 5 years. We expect new household formation to be robust, and this is from president of the Demand Institute, and form new households on their own. Older millennials, age 25 to 34, are the peak of this demand and a potential to claim a third of the sales in 2016. So if we're looking at where the sales are going to be in 2016, they're going to be in what's called here the older millennials that are between 25 and 34 years old. The percentage who will associate home ownership with the American dream, by age group, we see 65% of the people 34 and under. 35 to 49, we see 58%, and we see the 50 to 60 still in the 56%. So even the 65 and olders, we're seeing a very high degree. We see it spread by race. Hispanics is the highest, Asians being second. There are people that have had it instilled in them from the day they were born till today, that a house is part of the American dream, and they're going to form those 2 million households a year that we're going to see over the next couple of years. So the most important thing that's going to happen in 2016 is going to be the housing shortage. Shouldn't be a surprise. I've been talking about it for a half hour already. The spring buying season is right around the corner. It's really here. And we're not even close to what's needed in the number of houses to satisfy that demand. In the last 12 months, we have had housing supply dropping, and in effect, the months of inventory, which gives us a good indication of what our supply is somewhere around 4% in December, 4% again in January, and in Hunterdon County, for the month of February, we had 7%. Although if you got under the 5, so it was down more in the 3 and 4% area, 3 and 4 month supply area. And in Somerset County, we had an overall 5-month supply of housing. And we are seeing the same things there. The lower the price, the more demand. The impact of monthly housing inventory on home prices, if you're between 4 and 6%, that's a normal market. If you're above 4 and 6 month supply, if you're above 6 month supply, it's probably pressure on your price, and that could happen within a price point within a town because it's not just the price point. It depends where the town is. I mean, I'm going to tell you out loud, we're selling a lot more $400,000 houses in Reddington than we're selling out in Holland. So you got to combine price with geography. And if you get less than 4 months supply, we're actually seeing, and we're starting to see that in our lower price points, multiple offers and actual above asking offers. The quarter over quarter change, medium home price has gone up in the last quarter. It only went up 1.5% last year, but in the last quarter, most of that was achieved. And we're looking at year-over-year percentage for the Middle Atlantic states of about 2.7%. And if we look at that in the New Jersey, it's somewhere around 1.5%, maybe 2%, depending on the price point that you're in. And if you're in the lower price points, the 2 to 3s, 350s, it's probably more like 3 or 4%. If you're in the over 5s to the 7s in Hunterdon County, it's probably non-existent. You probably didn't see any increase in your price at all last year. And if you look at it quarter to quarter, the fourth quarter was probably 50% because we started experiencing this low amount of inventory then of that growth rate. So what are we looking for expectations on home prices? We're looking between January 2012 and December of 2015, the annual appreciation rate was probably roughly 4 to 5%. And if we look forward, and this is for the whole country, if we look forward, the projection is going to be that 2016, because of the shortage of inventory, we're going to have a somewhere close to 4%. If you're under 400,000, it's probably 5 or 6%. If you're over 5 or 6, it's probably down to 1 or 2%. So it's by price point. And then we're going to see a 3%, 3%, 3%, 3% as we go out over the next 4 years. We're seeing a leveling off of the amount that we're going to increase prices on, and that's good because we're not going to get back into a bubble. We're going to be more in a period that actually is a stable period, and that's when people are most content. They can understand that my house is worth so much money, it's not decreasing, and looking forward, my house will be worth so much more money next year and the year after, and we'll get back to full value of where we were at 2005, which was the peak of the bubble. Somewhere in the late 2019 area, early 2020-21 area, depending on your price point. So forecasted year-over-year percentage of change for New Jersey, somewhere between 4 and 5%. For the United States in general, it's going to be 5.5%. By state, you can go to my site, jpeters.com. You can see how this breaks down. Now, the important thing here is how much credit is available. And that's an interesting thing. It's gotten a little easier to get a mortgage over the last 3 or 4 years. And as a result, there's more mortgage money available. There's the credit index that says, what do I need from a FICO score, has decreased a little. We were actually seeing people needing somewhere around a 730, 740, and now we're down into the low 700 for your FICO score. That doesn't mean you can't get a mortgage with less credit than that, but there's three factors that get taken into consideration when you go and apply for a mortgage. The very first is, do you have a job, and how long have you been in that job? That's number one. And secondly, along with that, and it's still part of the first factor, is what do you earn? So your job, your longevity in the job, your earning capability, that's your first factor. Your second factor is your credit score. Are you good at paying your bills back? And if you're above 650 and a really good credit score is in the eights, but a really good credit score to get a mortgage is at least clearing seven, it's easy to get a mortgage. So first factor is, do you have a job? How much do you make? Second is, what is your credit score? And then the third is, what kind of assets do you have? How much can you put down on a house? And when you blend those things together, it gives you a feel for how creditworthy you are in the mortgage market. We can get people, and I get a lot of this when people are looking to rent. They'll come in and look at a one-bedroom condo in Huntington County. That's usually around between $1,000 and $1,200. And I talk to them and I say, you know what, for what you're going to pay in rent, you could own this place. I can get it to you cheaper as long as you have a little bit of money and decent credit and a job. We can put you into this house cheaper than you can rent it for. And that's a fact of life. It's a little easier than it used to be. And it's not as hard as it once was, based on your credit score and to find credit money at all. There is a lot of mortgage money available. So another factor that we go through is, as I said, we have people that when they go to sell think they're still underwater. So I just finished the buy side of it. I'm now switching more over to the sell side. We have homeowners saying, I'm still underwater. I bought the house in 2005, and I paid $500 for it. It's probably only worth $425. We come out and do a quick appraisal on the house, and we can say, no, it's probably more like $460, $465. Well, then that makes all the difference in the world. They can consider selling the house and moving on and either trading up or changing their lifestyle in some way, shape, or form. Go through the phases of buying a house. There's a first-time buyer. That's usually our 25 to 35 buyer. The second time is a trade-up, and that's the person who sold the first-time buyer their home. They're going to buy a bigger house, and that may reiterate itself two or three times. There might be a second-time buyer and a third-time buyer. Then there's a right-size buyer. The kids are gone. The spouse has left. It might be a divorce. It may be a death situation. It might be somebody's gone into the hospital or a nursing home situation. They need to right-size. They're in the right town. They're in the wrong house. They need a house that's a little bit smaller. And in effect, we have a big market for that as well. And then you've got, okay, I'm now 65, and I'm either ready to retire or I'm going to retire in the next few years, and I need to find 55-plus housing, something that's more on one floor, something that's easily accessible, and something that's not as challenged stair-wise and maintenance-wise than what you have today. And a lot of those people, because of the cost of living in New Jersey, not Hunterdon County, leave the state, and they'll go into the Carolinas or down to Florida. Jerry Seinfeld used to say, yeah, you're 65, it's the law, you got to go to Florida. They go down, but somewhere 15 years beyond that, they start migrating back. Either one of the two are ill or failing, and they want to be nearer to the children. And when they come back, we have an issue where we don't have what I would call affordable housing for the 55-plus. We have, as I said, the new Toll Brothers development is in the 5 to 6 category. There's Flemington Fields here in Hunterdon County. They're in the 3 to 4s, and it's a lot more accessible. However, even 3 to 4 is a lot of money for some people in that situation. So we get people that may go into nearby Pennsylvania or Delaware so they can be nearer to the children and sort of live out their final years in a more affordable society. A lot of people make the assumption that they can't afford to buy based on a lot of perceptions, and they don't know how mortgage ready they are. That's another one is credit score, one is equity, one is what kind of down payment do I need? A lot of the houses that we sell today for the first time buyers, we're putting down 3 to 5%. It's better if you put down 10 or 20. As a matter of fact, there's a reason that you don't want to pay your private mortgage insurance that you may want to put down 20. But a lot of the mortgage that we get are 3 to 5% mortgage money. So you need some money to close. That's usually about 3%. And a lot of times you can finance that if you want to pay it off over 30 years. But you need about 3% to close, and then you need at least 3% down payment. We could get into USDAs for zero down, depending on the qualification of the home. So the down payment isn't as big of an issue than most people think. A lot of consumers find buying a home confusing and need a little more education. That's where I fit in. I can help you understand what it's going to take for you to get into a home, how much you're going to need cash-wise, how much you're going to need credit-wise, how good your job has to be, how long you've been there. And once again, give me a call, 908-238-0118. I'm going to play my commercial one more time, and then we're going to start wrapping up.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Okay, once again, it's Joe Peters, and we're going to do a closing here. We have probably 2 minutes to go. The points I want to make are credit money is available. You can get a mortgage if you're a buyer. A lot of times, the value of your house is deceiving. It's worth more than you think. And there are buyers out there looking for houses. So when we look at the future, we look at interest rates going up maybe 1% over the next year, which means people will lose 9 or 10% of their buying power if that happens for every percent it goes up. We see prices going up, especially in the under 5 market, so they're going to be able to buy less because the prices are going up, and that's driving the buyer side of the market. The seller side should be here as well. We have some people that have financial issues and they don't believe they can sell, but a lot of times there's more equity than they believe is in their house. I can help them figure that out. And then if everything is just comfy and you're just waiting for the price to go back up, you may be surprised it's almost back, especially if you're in the under five market. I deal with buyers and sellers. I deal with all aspects of the market in Somerset and Hunterdon County. And I would welcome the opportunity to talk with you, to help you understand the market as I understand it in a non-salesy way, so that you can understand how you fit into the market and how you can achieve your goals and dreams. And that's my motto. I help people achieve their goals and dreams, and I do it from a real estate viewpoint. So thank you for joining me. This is Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors signing off. If you'd like to talk with me, I usually pick the phone up if I'm not already talking to another customer already, and I can be